My name is Janet Grimes, was Fulton. I was born in 1942. My dad's name was Claude Fulton. We moved into the post office, and he did work in the post office to begin with, but then he went to work at Matthias Robinson's as he was a carpet salesman. My mum was Ethel Mary Richardson. She hated Ethel, so that was deleted. We moved from Kendal in the Lake District, and as far as I know, we came here to buy the post office, and I suppose for them to start something different.
What are your earliest memories of the Woodlesford post office?
A very large house, and I had a huge bedroom. They were very big and quite a cold house, really. It had cellars. We had a nice garden. It was a large walled garden, and it was very nice with trees, and I can remember playing in that vividly.
Was there a well in it?
Yes, there was. There was a well in the garden there.
And did you use it?
No. It had been completely covered over and made safe. The post office was on Church Street. It was opposite Applegarth and opposite Applegarth Cottage. It was double-fronted shop window. It had, at the side, large double gates, very high, which led to a drive and a garage. And at the back of the post office was a lot of outbuildings that were just used by Mum and Dad for really storing things.
How did you get into the living quarters? Did you go through the shop or...?
No, there was a separate door into our living quarters. There was a double-fronted shop window with a door to the shop and post office, and then at the side was a door that entered into our premises.
And how many rooms do you think you had?
We had a kitchen, a dining room and a lounge, but we went into a wide hall, and the dining room was to the right. The shop entrance was to the left. You continued straight up and we went to a kitchen. And then you turned left and went down a passage to the lounge, which overlooked the walled garden, and the stairs to upstairs were upstairs. And we had three bedrooms, three large bedrooms, a big square landing. You went down three steps, and that was where my dad had his photography. It was just a spare room. You passed that and went into the bathroom.
And what kind of amenities did you have then when you were a child? Did you have running water and electricity?
Running water, electricity. We had a bath and a toilet inside, everything, a bathroom. Mum looked after the post office. There was a lady called Mrs. Wrigglesworth that came in from time to time and helped on the shop side. As I grew older, I always helped out. That was my job, to help out in the post office. We did everything. It had a big fire at the back of the post office that was lit every morning in winter to keep us warm. It had the old-fashioned mesh halfway across the counter. We did everything, post orders, premium bonds. I'm sure we did premium bonds. We did parcels, stamps, all the usual things. We did more or less everything at that post office. The postman used to come and collect all the parcels and collect the letters from the post box that was outside the post office.
Did you sell anything else at the post office?
Yes, we did. We had another counter, and that did all the groceries. We sold drapery. At Christmas, we did all books and toys and everything. People used to come in, and they used to tick up in those days.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that we had a book, they got the shopping, we wrote everything down that they got, and they paid for it at the end of the week.
When they got their wages?
When they got the wages, and then they start straight away again with this book. Everybody paid. I don't think we'd any trouble with any payers. They paid at the end of the week.
So could you do all of your shopping at the post office if you wanted
You could do a lot. We had biscuits, we had cooked meats, we had bacon on the slicer that we did. We had dried fruit. We sold cigarettes, tobacco. We sold more or less everything. It was a typical village shop then that did everything.
Tell me again about who organised that.
My mum did all that. Right. Mum did most of the organising and everything, yes.
And where did she get her stuff from?
We used to go to Crowe's in Leeds. It's where, past the station and where all the big hotels were now. It was a big, and it was a wholesale warehouse. And Mum used to get quite a lot of stuff from there.
And how did you get the stuff from Leeds?
It was delivered.
Do you remember anything about the regular customers, the characters?
We used to have an old chap who lived a few doors up on Church Street. He used to come in and tell my mum all about the weather. He'd been an old sailor and he knew by the sky, and he used to tell my mum all what the weather was going to do every day. We had a lady called Margaret Bellwood, who had quite a few children, and she came quite regularly, but she has died now, but she used to come quite regularly.
What's your kind of memory of the rest of Woodlesford and Church Street in that time? What other shops were there? What can you remember?
There was Hiscock's at the bottom, right at the bottom on the corner. They were just a general little store, but they were right at the bottom on the corner of Church Street. There was Slunkers. They sold shoes. They were just next door to the church, virtually, then. They sold all the shoes. You got shoes from Slunkers.
And what kind of shop was that?
Just a shoe shop. And then higher up was Kirk's, as I remember it. And Kirk's was another general store, really, that sold.
I think Nelly used to do the newspapers, didn't she?
Yes. Yeah, well, we did newspapers when we first moved in the post office, but Dad found it hard and Mum doing them, so they gave the newspaper side of it up. They stopped doing them.
How long did that go on for? You were growing up. How long did your mum really keep the post office going for?
She kept it. I was married from the post office, so she kept it up until they did road widening. They were doing road widening, and it was a compulsory purchase order, was the post office. But it actually was, I think, in about 1965, might have been 66.
What did your mum kind of say about working at the post office? Did she enjoy it or what?
Yeah, she did enjoy. She enjoyed the shop life. As she got older, it got harder. But she did enjoy it. Because Mum liked working, and it kept her busy, because even after the post office, she went to work part-time in Matthias Robinson's. She just worked a couple of days a week.
Did they say anything about their, when they first came to live in Woodlesford, did they say anything about how they were received by the village?
No. I don't remember them ever saying anything. They found the accents a little bit difficult. Although they'd both been Yorkshire, they'd lived in Kendland, they found it a bit, the accents a bit different.
Tell me a bit more about your father and what he did then.
Dad loved photography, and he had his own darkroom and developing room. And in those days, they didn't get a lot of holidays. They got one half day off a week on Sunday, and that was a Tuesday afternoon. And Dad used to go with his friend for the odd week on a photography holiday, maybe only to the Dales, but that's, they took photographs, and he loved photography, did my dad. But when I was young, I never went on holiday with my mum and dad together. Because of the shop, you couldn't go, they couldn't go together then. So I had a week with my mum and a week with my dad, and Patrick and I did that.
And what else did your dad get involved with in Oulton and Woodlesford?
He was one of the founder members of the Oulton and Woodlesford Dramatic Society. And he loved that. My grandma used to say that when he was younger, he loved painting as well. But he didn't do much, as I remember him. But in the younger days, Mum said, there's lots of paintings, my auntie had them up and that, and I've still got some up in the loft that he did. And he won a place to the art college, Grandma said, in his day, but they couldn't afford to send him, so he never went. So he was always a bit more artistic and loved drama. And he founded that, and he absolutely loved it.
Did you go and watch the play?
Yes, I did, and I used to rehearse with him and learn his lines, because I quite enjoyed that, yeah. I always went and watched the plays and the dress rehearsals and thoroughly enjoyed it.
What else about that little bit of Church Street can you remember when you were young? Because I think there were quite a lot of other houses and cottages still there.
There was. I can remember Ellis's fish shop. They had the fish shop. I can remember Ellis's. I can remember they lived... There was about three or four terrace houses after our walled garden. And in one, as we called them, lived Grandma and Grandad Ellis. And their granddaughter, they used to look after. And they looked after her one night, and there was a gas leak. And it went into the house, and they were all gassed and killed.
That must have been a terrible thing.
Yeah, Lorraine. I'm sure they called her Lorraine, the granddaughter. She was only seven. But Grandma, Grandad and her were gassed.
And can you remember that morning, for instance? Can you remember?
I can remember everybody coming into the shop and everybody being terribly upset. My mum had heard all this screaming and had gone out to see what it was. And apparently it was Lorraine's mum banging on the door and she couldn't get in. And she, whether she'd looked through a window and seen something, I don't know, or whether she'd been told already by then and she'd come. But she worked at Hulse's paint factory, which was down Applegarth and on the bottom there, and she'd come. And all I can remember is my mum being upset and everybody, you know, and it all being talked about for a long time.
Because you'd only be about 9 years old.
Yeah, I was only young. I can remember the police being there, but mum sort of shuffled me out of the way then. You weren't allowed to go and have her to nosy and everything. And, of course, mum would still be in the shop, so I was told to keep in. And
was there a big to-do about the gas supply after that, then?
I don't know. I do not. Apparently, it came from the street, because I'm sure they said at the time they didn't have gas and it had gone into their house. And I don't know whether it had gone into next doors and they were on holiday, so they were lucky. And I remember them saying, it's a good job that we'd had the walled garden, because that separated us from them.
What do you remember about the pub, which was just below the post office, the White Hart or...?
It was the White Hart or the Book, as it was known. We just used to go and play, because it was quite a big car park, but then, you know, people didn't, so we often played there.
In the 50s, what do you remember about the traffic and stuff on Church Street?
Not very busy. Not very busy. Maybe odd times, but no, not very busy. We played out on the street a lot, and you haven't to really be worried about traffic at all. No, not very busy. And we used to play down Applegarth and go down to the bridge over the railway, and we all got into trouble a lot for going down there.